and you let the milk out. It had a little glass in the side of it where you could see when the milk got down. And when the milk got out, you turned it off and then changed containers to put your cream in.
I see.
By the way, when milk set for a while, the cream will rise to the top, milk to the bottom.
And I mean, if, when we didn't put it in a separator, we'd put it in a bowl or something on that order. And then when it would set, we'd take a spoon and go around the edge and hold it up and skim the cream off and leave the milk.
I see. Well, that was my job back in those days, was to milk and feed the hog. And I tell you what, my daddy made me shuck the corn. In the big ears, I had to throw over here in a pile that he fed to the mule. And the little ears, we throw over here, we fed to the hog. I got grown there and I throw the shuck, cob, ear, and all out there. I said, if you can't eat them with shuck, won't you starve to death? So we took the shucks and fed to the cows. So we actually, we waste more now than our people, than our forefathers.
That's right. To get back to the milk, did you or how did you use the fiber, or what did you use? Maybe you didn't say fiber.
Well now my mother would by the fireplace, she had a great big old churn. Is that churn still up young? Her old churn still up there? Huh? No,
that's the only one.
That's a small churn. No, she had a great big old churn.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's a small churn. Ain't nobody would see it but me and her. All the rest of them left, she and I.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd pour the milk in there with the cream in it there. And we want to make buttermilk out of it. Make butter and buttermilk.
Mm-hmm.
And we set it by the fire. And the heat there would cause this bacteria to get in there and make buttermilk.
Mm. Did you ever use, did you call anything fiber and what was it? Did you make any cheese out of it?
No.
We used the buttermilk or the clabber milk to make bread out of.
Well, when he got two clabber there, two sour, we give it to the hogs.
Hogs.
Mm. We were talking about coffee and got on cream and milk, and I'd like to come back to ask you this. How do you drink your coffee? Would they say, if they didn't use cream or sugar?
I'd just say we used black
coffee. Black or straight.
Straight.
Did you ever hear anybody, grandparents, for example, say, I'll take my coffee barefoot.
Yes.
I had.
And that meant?
Straight. Nothing in it.
And I heard also, drink my whiskey barefoot. Or drink my whiskey naked.
Never heard that.
I've heard them. Now that this white fellow lived up here, if I live whiskey like he did, I told him I'd get down in them gullies there and make my whiskey, I wouldn't be buying it. And he'd say, I mean, he drank his what he called straight. He said, I take my whiskey straight.
Mm-hmm. Those came up in Mississippi. I haven't heard them in Tennessee at all. So it must be just that.
Well, now we are not in what you call really the wildcat whiskey country. On up in East Tennessee is really the wildcat whiskey country up in there.
Mm-hmm. And now to keep switching, I hate to do this, but I forgot when we were talking about the different things in the bedroom. How did you make up beds, or what were the beds?
Now, that's one thing that I did not do there. I didn't make up no beds.
Well, we had bed beds.